This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
We survived it, guys. We survived. Sacramento survived aftershock. Everybody okay? Look around. You still have your purse?
Right. You got your phone? Where's your friend Dan?
If you don't know, Sacramento is home to arguably the largest rock festival in the world. And it's called Aftershock. And it's in the Arden area. I think, right?
Discovery Park.
Oh, okay. And it was huge this year, 4 days. And
As it is every year.
And Katie's husband went, and did he have a good time?
Not as much fun as he would have liked.
Why didn't he have a good time?
He didn't have anybody to go with.
What?
Yeah.
He went alone?
Yeah.
He went alone.
Not all day. I mean, like, he only went to the first day.
He didn't go to all 4 days?
No, because
I got him 4-day wristband tickets. I gave it to him.
There were a couple years there where he and my brother would go, but my brother couldn't go this year.
Why?
He had people in town.
What about his soccer friends?
I don't know that they like that kind of music. And I can't go with him.
I did hear about this. I heard that there was a pretty big pressure campaign on you personally and on social media.
Yeah.
That you should go with him. I didn't know he went alone, but I did know you didn't go.
I can't do it. And I know that sounds mean to send my husband off knowing that he's not going to have a good time. Now, granted, I was sick. I couldn't go. Okay.
This time.
But even if I was as healthy as I'd ever been, I'm not going to do it. And I need everybody to understand that last year his favorite band, Tool, was playing.
Oh, boy.
So I agreed to go with him. Every year, he tells me, I wish you would come with me. I think you would like it. I know he wants me there.
Yeah.
I went one time last year when Tool was playing, because I knew it meant a lot to him.
Right.
And I told him then, please understand, this is the last time I'm going to do this. I didn't have a good time. I mean, I had a fine time being with him, but I don't like the way that any of the bands sound.
Right.
I like
rock music. I would hate Aftershock.
And I don't like it even at all. Like, I don't like any part of it.
Yeah. It's hot. It's dusty.
There's so many people there. There's just noise coming from all directions.
I didn't even think about that. With your sensory overload, you're right now, Katie's fried on sensory issues, sitting in a room that is soundproof with one other human being. I can't imagine you at a music festival.
Especially music that I've never heard before and don't like the sound of.
Right. Just that bass would reverb through your body.
Oh, my God. Stop my heart.
Yeah, right.
Now.
So, okay, I have your back. I have your back on this.
Okay.
Because I don't like taking people to concerts that have never heard the band or don't like the band. I hate it because it ruins my enjoyment.
Exactly.
Right, well, but he's not like that?
I think he just wants me to be there.
No, Mike, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's too much, especially because it's a music festival.
Imagine if every single year I wanted him to join me for a boy band music festival. How many years do you think he'd show up?
Probably once.
And after that, it just seems too... Here's the thing. I wouldn't ask him.
Right, because it's rude.
I wouldn't want to put him through that.
How could you?
But he doesn't mind.
I have your back on this.
Okay.
Text in 916-909-1065. What would you do as a spouse? Your husband really wants you to go to Aftershock. Not just a concert, Aftershock. Like, for instance, you really like musicals.
Yeah.
Stage musicals.
Yes.
He doesn't.
No.
What if every single time, or once a year, okay?
Yeah.
You're about to go see a musical, and you beg him to go, but it's not just sitting in a cushy theater in air conditioning watching a show. You have to stand. You have to stand for 8 to 12 hours while somebody wafts weed in your face.
Right.
And it's way too loud.
Honestly, that might make him like a musical more.
Maybe. Yeah. I have your back on. Listen, I have your back on this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That turns into an endurance contest.
And for which I have not been trained.
Yep. You're going to lose it every single time. So shame on him. But I am sad that he only went one day and he went by himself. Going by yourself to Aftershock seems like a cry for help.
Kevin.
It just does. I feel bad for him.
He's a solitary person.
Apparently not. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.